Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce and present to others the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe. Sometimes they call him Coach. Brother. The Love Guru. Without further ado, let's introduce the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, WBSW Radio, the internet station, has listeners and watchers in 25 countries, including the United States, north of the borders, Canada, and south of the borders, Mexico. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
My. And I came before your area ready to get started. We had a little problem, but we did address the problem. I am Dr. Lowe Smith, the host of a very important show titled Tell the Truth. It's all about sharing your point of view, not holding back, being able to discuss life issues and share your thoughts on life issues. So you have that same opportunity by calling in. The call-in number for the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. If you choose, give your name. That's awesome. Then you get a chance to chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith and Lisa Levine. It's good to have her as a co-host here. And I'm going to introduce her in a minute. Just give us a minute to go through the promo and go through everything and just kind of just have a ball. I see some people joining us. I'm so glad you're taking an opportunity to join. You might ask yourself, why do I need to check out Tell the Truth? Basically, you need to listen to some of the things we're sharing with you. It's a real talk show that focuses on today's life issues. And we got many issues going on now, so we truly want to take out the opportunity to talk about it. Also on the web link, you can check us out on the web link, www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. And you also can get information through Twitter. You can tweet the show at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, at The Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. And on Instagram, we're partnering with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, at Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10, as well as President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. And sometimes we go with Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. So we have many ways for you to get the word out. We want you to be a part of this by just calling and saying, Doc, I have something I'd like to share with your listening audience. And we have no problems doing that. Now, if you want to check out our show, go back to on-demand episodes. You have an opportunity to go back, check out Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, along with LinkedIn, Tumblr, and YouTube television. WBSW Radio, the internet station, number one, I like saying it, has listeners and watchers in 25 countries. That's including the United States and north of the border, Canada, and south of the border, Mexico. So we're excited to get the word out. We're excited to have these many avenues. On Facebook, you can check us out on Facebook, and we're doing two things tonight with Facebook. We are Facebook Live, and if you go through and you see it says live, and it has the show, which is WBSW radio station. Click on it. I'll include you in. I'll let you come in. But say, I have such a beautiful person sitting on the other side of this camera, and I do appreciate her being a part of this tonight. And we're also on Facebook.com/DRLDAlberto Smith. And I see several people join us. Give a shout out to I_am that Zeta, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much. Minister Hendricks. That's Minister Shannon Hendricks. Thank you so much for joining, the host of the Minister Shannon Show. Also, we have several others that are dialing in, trying to be a part of this. Thank you so much for just want to be a part of it, because we want to share with you what's our thoughts about the issues that's really now forcing us to navigate through life now. There are many issues, and we're going to focus too long on one that's so, and we may spend more time on this one, mental health awareness. Now, the month of May was Mental Health Awareness Month, but we had one show on it. But we wanted to come back and be able to talk a little bit more about this, because we're in a time where it's becoming almost traumatic. Gas prices are traumatic. your food bill, because I know when I go and purchase things from the store and may have 12 items, and that's almost $150, $120, something I'm accustomed to spending $30 or $40 for, or your natural gas bill that may be coming in. So you have many things that you have to kind of work with. I want to give a shout out, and I see we have Victorious Attitudes. She's in a request to want to become live with us. You know, I want to try this too. So Lisa, let me try this over on Instagram and see how it works. See if Victorious Attitude wants to be live. We want to be able to let her share some thoughts. Jump in here in a minute. We're waiting on it. However, until she pops up, I want to. I hear Victorious Attitude. How are you today? I can hear you. Okay. We're having a connection problem, but hopefully we can get it straight. Let me talk about the special co-host. This young lady, I tell you, she has a renewed spirit. She brings excitement when she's talking with you. She hails from that great state of Ohio. As far as you can get north in Ohio, that's where she comes from. Cleveland, Ohio, who made that journey down to the warmest point on these United States, which is down in South Florida. She's a licensed social worker, a yoga instructor, and an owner. She does so many other things, changing the lives of young people as well as the adults. Oh, my good friend. So glad to have her, none other than Miss Lisa Levine. How are you, Lisa?
I'm good, Dr. Will. How are you?
Hey, I'm awesome, awesome. See, I'm excited, y'all. I have to realize why I may not see a big smile on my face, but I have a big smile because we've been trying to get this connection for the last.
I'm very open to my own anxiety. You know, I suffered most of my life. I'm not ashamed. I'm not embarrassed. Nobody should ever be ashamed or embarrassed. If you've got anxiety, if you've got a mood issue, if there's something that's not right, sometimes it's a chemical issue. Sometimes it just comes out of nowhere or a trauma happens. Like, I consider what we're going through a total trauma, correct?
Correct.
But I think, you know, seeing what I see and being where I live, is so much anger with people and taking things out on service people. And, you know, the service, the people in the grocery store don't make the prices up, right? The people at the gas station aren't making the prices up. And I get it. Everybody's angry. People lost their businesses. A lot of people are depressed. People can't get out of it, or they don't know how to get out of it. But then I think, you know, you do have, like what we're doing, you know, I just coping skills. And then I feel like sometimes people don't use them. And I guess that's why I realized being back teaching, and it killed me that I couldn't teach in a school. Trust me, it was very devastating for us, for myself, Michelle, that we could not teach. But what I've seen this past year since we've been back, I've seen children really wanting to talk about their emotions, having a better understanding of body and mind awareness and the connection, and talking about your feelings, and especially boys, because, you know, it's harder with boys to communicate things. So I think that we still have a lot of work to do. But like I say all the time, it's nothing to be ashamed of. You're talking about talking to somebody. I'm talking about my own anxiety. There's nothing for anybody to be embarrassed about. And the more we talk about it and the more open we are and the more things we share, we really could be helping one another out. Instead, we've become a disunified society, in my opinion, and mainly over politics, which, you know, everybody has their own political view. We should respect it, and that's it. If you want to educate someone on your political view, please go ahead. There's no need to yell or swear, not talk to people anymore. Seeing a lot of that going on, you know, we didn't see that so much before COVID, I don't believe. It wasn't as high as the emotions are now. And it's, you know, is it worth it at the end of the day to be so angry? I mean, and I don't know if people are aware, when you are so angry, that causes inflammation. And when you inflame your body, your stress will go where there's a weakness. So you have a back issue. That can go right to your back. Headaches, stomach aches. And I think we're seeing, you know, and I know in my field there's a huge shortage. And I feel bad for that there's not enough of us to go around. I mean, psychiatrists down here, somebody I refer to, they're on a 3-month wait list right now. You know, and I think, and I kept telling people, right when all this came out, make sure you get in with the therapist. Don't terminate your session. And now I tell people, if you terminate with me, you probably won't get back in because, you know, I've gone in a different direction with my therapy practice at this point. So it's super important to take care of yourself. Massages, functional doctors, holistic doctors, psychologists, go to a yoga class, you know, do yoga, Reiki sessions. There's so many different things out there that can help people mentally. And I think people don't take advantage of it. And I just feel like it's just heightened so much, the emotions. And what do we do? We're up to that person, if they have the wherewithal, right, to see what's going on and what do they need to do to take care of it. And you and I are both self-aware. And we know what we need to do to take care of ourselves.
Exactly. That's awesome. Awesome. Yeah. I tell you, you said several things that's so important. First of all, when you think about mental health, everything goes back to self. You know, we were talking about being in healthy relationship on certain shows. We talk about self-love. We talk about self-motivation. We talk all about self. We have to be self-aware of our mental state, and we can't be afraid. So mental health awareness that took place not only in May, but all year round, we're not going to all of a sudden say it was because of COVID. Yes, we had to navigate something we have never been able to deal with, and we pray that we don't ever have to deal with it the way we dealt with it in 20, and we're still dealing with it in 22. However, self-awareness allows you to navigate your mental state. And it's so important that we have to understand our health not only means physically, it means mentally, emotional. Now, when you start taking on a lot of stress and anxiety, now your mental part start affecting your emotional part. And your emotional well-being start affecting your physical well-being. And your physical well-being will start affecting truly, truly your spiritual well-being. And on top of that, then you're going to start affecting your financial well-being. See, people, all that comes hand in hand. So when we talk about mental health, we're not just sitting here singing something that we think you should go find a counselor, go find a therapist, go wherever you need to go. We recommend that if you see that you cannot be self-aware. If you're not aware of what's going on, someone will be able to point it out, have no skin in the game. See, that's what people don't realize. Now, this stigma that we have in our communities is because we're afraid.
School shootings, mm-hmm. things like that, that's incapacitating. Some people don't have, they just can't. Head trauma, brain trauma, people that suffer from traumatic brain injuries or, you know, an accident. There's certain things that people struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking at, like I said, personality disorder, schizophrenia, there's different levels. Some people suffer such severe anxiety, it sometimes go in connection with an eating disorder, mood disorder, anger. You know, it's all kind of connected, especially mood. I always say this, mood, anger, and anxiety. And I always feel like anxiety is the root, the trigger of most situations, especially anger. What happens is you get anxious and you get angry, and there's a lack of control. So I think people understanding the differences. I have people say, you're crazy. I don't like when people refer to people, oh, they're crazy. You don't know what's wrong. When you see a false person, most times, they're schizophrenic, schizoaffective. They have different disorders or things that are wrong with them and what happened to them. Around here, there's not even a shelter. There's no shelters in Boca. I don't think that means there are Deerfield. Yeah. There's no shelters around here. Now the shelters have become the beach. I'm noticing more homeless people down by the beach. People don't have places to go. They can't help it. You know, they can't help what's going on inside their bodies. And the problem is, I think, with medications, you get on a medication, the side effects are bad. It's not a proper medication. You know, lately I've been researching the brain. Why is it that we can go in and see where cancer is located? But we can't go into the brain and see where there's a dysfunction with the mood disorder, anxiety, schizophrenia. There's something that I'm missing here. But you can tell where cancer is, you know, or you can tell, you know, where you have a tear in your knee, but you can't tell in the brain where, you know, is there a brain bleed? Is there, you know, it doesn't sometimes make sense to me. We're trying to figure out my symptoms,
mm-hmm.
you know, and obviously. You know, I'm not a doctor, but I'm just pointing this out. It's very important when you are talking to your doctor or whoever it is, let them know. Keep track of things that are going on in your body. Something's not feeling right. Something's off. Every little thing matters. You know, you matter. You know, just make sure being self-aware. I'm not feeling right. I'm not sleeping at night. When you're not sleeping at night, that creates a whole other slew of issues. You're irritable. You're frustrated. How are you to focus at work or focus with your kids when you have not slept at night?
Exactly. All right.
And taking Ambien's every taking. There's other things you could be doing that could help. You know, help that can, you know, help you with sleep. But sleep is a major, major part of your life. Say what, 7-8 hours a night, overworking, not taking time off, not taking breaks. If you need a 5-minute break, if you go in an hour late, just explain. I mean, I know not everybody, people are in fear of getting fired maybe, but I feel like there needs to be some changes. You know, I feel like teachers right now, we need to be going in and helping the teachers. Or doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Very my field. Very stressful, you know, as a college professor. I mean, it's very stressful.
Very much so.
You know, it's taking breaks, having somebody come in a month, you know, with money to use some skills. I've had more counselors, I have to say, you know, we're in aftercare. We have a daytime program. The counselors participate with the yoga classes. And now I found out at one of my schools, when the kids come in the aftercare, the kids come in and meditate on their own. They know what they need. And when I heard that, I thought, yes, you know, we're getting some progress. Like, I felt very good to hear that. And I was very proud of the kids when I heard that. So important. And then when you see the adults doing it with kids, you know, I do all my stuff with the kids. We're showing them that we're a team, that we're united. We're here together. You're not alone. You know, if something's not right, you tell somebody at home. I always tell the kids, talk to someone at home. If you're not comfortable, you come to the school. You have teachers. You have counselors. You have me. You know, people at my program, we're always available to help. New people, I have connections. You know, nobody should ever feel alone. And I think a lot of people do. They're isolated still. And I think that's a huge problem. There's some people, Dr. Lowe, they still won't leave the house. Mm. And I don't even know if it's because of fear of COVID. I think it became a habit of doing everything out of the house. And that's not healthy either, everybody. You've got to get out of the house, take walks, breathe, you know, sit outside. Even if you don't want to walk, sit outside on your front steps or on a chair or something. You've got to move. Movement is important. Don't laying in bed when you're depressed. Not good. Increases depression more. Because then you're laying there thinking. When you're moving around or you're out, and guys, if you see someone that's not in a good space, be supportive. Offer to take them out. Drop something off at the house for them. You know, just let them know you're thinking about them. You know, and we're missing.
Right. And Lisa is sharing some very important things. It's pretty much some coping skills that we can use. I just want to go back and kind of touch bases on in regards to mental illness and mental health. See, one of the biggest things we get caught why there are still exactly. And see, that's exactly. And we're just kind of breaking up a little bit there, Lisa, but we're going to work through this. And I'm telling you now, it's all about focus on survey. Let me give a shout out to several people who have joined us in the last 5 minutes. I'll give a shout out to Gail, Michelle. Thank you. Is that Gail? Gay Michelle, thank you so much. Shout out to Ms. Bush, EDS, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. A shout out to Pastor Christopher Aaron Bennett, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, also a member of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama, who's a co-partner with WBSW Radio, the internet station. A shout out to Derek Pugh, Brother Derek Pugh, the EPU 1914, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and a member of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. Thank you so much. We give a wave. Also, Miss Silver, number one. Thank you for joining us as well. See, we have everybody kind of joining in. Truly, God has blessed us with an opportunity to talk about something we all have to navigate, even to the point where We're to the point that we don't have unity because we are dealing with so many issues us personally now. I think a lot of things, a lot of reasons why things have happened because we haven't been able to personally work with ourselves. We got to be able to understand there are coping skills. See, the pandemic put us in a situation where we was forced to stay in, where we was forced to be locked down. Even though the lockdown was quickly and we're getting it quiet, we don't seem like the technology won't start acting up. It will start acting up. But I'm hoping that we can regain that. We want to hope we can rejoin and get back in the game. But you know how it is when technology acts up. I think I lost Lisa. So I'm going to ask her, since she may not see herself up, to call back in. We're still trying to wait till the internet come back up. But we're really talking about navigating through some challenging times. Yes, we can see that there's an end to this. But we also want you to know that you have to still work through and navigate where you are today. So it's so important that we continue to focus on where we are today so we can get to where we need to be tomorrow. So we're talking about good mental health. We're talking about not just feeling happy, not just having confidence 100% of the time, or ignoring problems. We're talking about living and coping well despite the problem. That's what we are talking about when we talk about mental health and the difference it can make in your life when you're aware of what's going on. So we have to keep that in mind, and hopefully, you know, we can get Lisa back because it's still important to join her. We have this internet is like that, but we're not going to go. Let's move to our next topic. Lisa shared earlier with you some coping skills. Simply getting out of the house is important. That's something we all must do, whether it's to go out in your backyard, whether it's go up to a service station or a convenience store and purchase gas, just to get out and see something different. And even if you're in that state of depression, you can't lay up in the bed. I know someone said, well, I'll tell you, we're connected back, Lisa, now. We connected back. And, you know, they tell you, well, woe is me. And that is not good for your mental well-being. We might not get to all of the topics tonight, but we want to get to talking about coping skills, some common coping skills.
I mean, I'm not a TV watcher, Dr. Lowe. Mm-hmm. And I be very general hospital. I love general hospital. People make fun of me, but I like Friends. I like comedy. But I listen to a lot of music and I walk a lot. I haven't been back to the gym because I made a gym in my house. Guys, walking is so good for you. Walking, massage. I'll give you things I do. I see a functional guy for my neck. He helps me significantly. Very grateful for him. Acupuncture is great. I think sitting in a house is not always so great, but I know people that have acquired sewing, cooking, baking, vision boards. Vision boards are great. Doing art. Like, I know some people that have they've gotten into art now. Building things. Yard work. Planting. You know, gardening. There's so many things you have to figure out. And I can't stand when people say to me, well, I tried it once or twice. You have to try things more than once.
Mm-hmm.
You know, touch is good. I see more people on the beach, especially men, doing Tai Chi or Thai yoga. You don't have to go to a yoga studio to do yoga. You don't have to go to a Pilates studio to do Pilates. Everything, I mean, I think you should get out of the house because I don't think it's healthy. Making sure, and I'm very big on this, and it's something, keeping negative out of your space. And I'll tell you, the day of the incident in Texas, I had 20 text messages on my phone, didn't know what was going on because I was working the whole day. And I felt like, oh, my gosh. And I put the news on, and then I turned it off. I saw enough, and then I said, I'm going to go online and read. Try to minimize. Watch what you need to watch. Read what you need to. Social media is not a coping mechanism. TikTok, I sent it to TikTok, but they're getting addicted to it. They're talking about making these things DSM diagnoses, you know, video game addiction. Okay, maybe an hour or so, if that's something that relaxes you, but go to the sauna. I know people tell me they go to the sauna, they sweat everything out, they go to salt rooms. Figure out what works for you. And sometimes, guys, I need to say this, you're going to have to put it on your credit card. I'm not saying to run it up. Do something nice for yourself. Get your nails done. Get your clothes done. do things that bring joy into your life and make you feel good, and make sure you are around people that bring that. You know, like my friend and I, we decided we're going to start walking in the evenings. We're going to go down to the beach at least twice, 2-3 nights a week now. That's what we're going to do. We went Sunday night. It was beautiful out. We got to see the sun go down. It was so peaceful. Figure out your peace. Figure out what's going to relax you. Meditation. Mindfulness practices. These are all coping mechanisms. And make sure you're talking to people that lift you up.
Mm.
You know, I always talk about problems, but sometimes let's talk about good stuff that goes on, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that's enjoyable, something happy. You know, it's finding what works for you. But try to minimize. Like, I try to, people will say, did you see this on Facebook? Did you? I say, just mention my name in a comment if you want me to go on and look. That's the point on that. Because I'm inundated a lot of times. A lot of the mental health, a lot of people were inundated with negativity, which I understand, but also let's try to find some good. You know, I had the kids, I was teaching yesterday at Hannah Heights, and everybody went around and talked about what they were grateful for. And then as each kid went around, they found more things to talk about.
Well,
it wasn't just as friends, it was being in school, our teachers. And that's what it's all about. You know, find what makes you happy, be around who makes you happy. If something is no good, I have a saying, remove, release, and send off with love. Just send it off out there.
Awesome.
You know,
awesome.
Keep the good in. I love that saying. I always say that's one of my...
Send off. Hey, go ahead. And that's awesome.
Send it off.
Those coping skills, you know, you have to release it. You have to and work on trying to relax. and too many times we're getting caught up in trying to navigate what's going on in the news, what's going on in our job, sometimes in our home. And we just have to take time and sit out and just relax and take a moment. Everybody needs an opportunity. Those are just some brief coping skills, some skills that you might already know. Sometimes it's just see what works, and that's what we want to make sure. But before we get ready to get out of here, I want to give a shout out to those individuals that want to take part in our raffle. We have our second trip will be given away on Thursday, because we're going to come with a show on Thursday night, The Love Cafe. And we want to invite you to get your Cash App, invite you to, if you have a Zelle account, PayPal, Venmo, send it to me. You can send a DM to me if you're on Facebook. If not, you can email me at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. We're giving away a 3-day, 2-night trip to Atlanta. And we're going to raffle off based on your Cash App. Those transaction, and everybody's a part of it, Lisa. Everybody's a part of it. So whatever you send it in, because when we wrap wall, you'll have an opportunity. We're going to spin and shake the bottle, and we're going to find out. We have a winner that's on tonight. We appreciate from last week winner for 3 days and 2 nights in Atlanta, and that's Ms. Jacqueline Davidson. She won the trip. We take care of the cost of the hotel. We're going to take care of the lodging fee per night. We ask you to take care of your activation, your tax, as well as you work on yourself getting there. We're not going to fly you there. You have to get there, but the hotel will be there available for you if your name comes up in the raffle on Thursday night during the Love Cafe. That's at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we want to make sure everybody get it in. Now, send it to my email. The email is LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Thank you so much. And we'll give a shout-out to Minister Denise Stephanie of Behind the Mask Ministry joining us out of Berkeley, California. Thank you so much for joining. But make sure you get your Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, as well as if you have some other form of transaction that you receive. Now, it don't mean that's the only opportunity, because I will bless you. WBSW Radio, the internet station, will bless you with every now and then a love offering, an offering I'm giving to you. And you can do what you want with it. You should get it through. All right, her, put it on Facebook, all the means where I get the word out, Facebook, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Twitter, Instagram, and also you can contact me personally, and I'll make sure, but we're getting clearance that if you just need to want to just share something with her, you're not asking for names or anything, and you just want to talk, she will help. She's open herself. That's the way we have to give back. And that's what this is all about. WBSW Radio, the internet station, number one. We want you to make sure you join us on Thursday night, the Love Cafe. And we're going to talk about some love, the real love talk show. Yeah, we want you back, Lisa. But I really, really thank Lisa for taking time to be a part of this, because God has blessed us one more time. And we're going to resume our talking real to you prime time on Monday. We will get it, but a couple Mondays, we'll be in 2 weeks. I got a couple special guests that wanted to come on that want to talk about some issues, and we want them to share their thoughts on that. So that'll be in 2 weeks on a Monday night on 2 weeks. So we look forward to having an awesome time here, and God has been so good. Lisa, some parting thoughts for our watchers and listeners.
Remember to take care of you. You're most important, and if you're not good, you're not going to be good to anybody else. And I think I've learned that other people, overworking and doing too much. Make sure you're taking care of yourself and this. And like I said, because you won't be good to anybody else. And there's a quote I like: the greatest relationship you'll ever have is the one with yourself.
Oh.
So love you and work on you. Mm-hmm. And I've said this all along. This is a time I love that thing. It's the time to make changes. If you're not happy with something, you can change it, change the way you're looking at it. There's always a resource out there. And never feel alone. You know, there's always resources we can connect you to. I know a lot of people do feel alone, but you're not. You can find assistance. But if you don't take care of yourself, you're going to get sick. This is sick. On top of having the emotional component. So please, whatever it is, please work on just self-care. I keep talking about self-care, mindset. I always say, what do I say? Hashtag mindset.
Yes,
getting your mind, what you put out there, that's what comes back to you. So if you put that negative, oh, it's not going to get better, that's what's going to come back in your space. When you put good out there and you you're thinking, and I know it's hard for some people, good will come back not just on to you, but to everybody around you in your life.
Lisa, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and she will be joining us the next time we come, because she's our special co-host. Taking time to be a part of it. I know sometimes my schedule gets kind of tight, but I do want to hold her to something. She said she's been working so hard. She said this is the last time on the Monday, I'm talking real to you prime time. She's in June. She's going to kind of take a little time. I'm going to hold you to that. Take you a little time. You got to take care of yourself first before you can be any good for anybody else. So you take your time. Take your time. But it's awesome. Thank you so much. As we close out, just remember now, get that Cash App, get that Venmo, get the PayPal, or you can get in your Zelle account to me, or any transaction mode to me, and I'll make sure to put you in there for the raffle. The 3-day, 2-night trip to Atlanta. We'll take care of the hotel, night's fee. You'll take care of the tax, as long with the activation of this. and you'll get your travel and all the amenities you have. So make sure you get that in. We had an awesome time tonight. You know, hashtag be responsible. This is a time for all us to be responsible. No one has to tell you to be responsible. Your mental well-being is really up to you. Be responsible for your actions. Because I was looking at some things that was talking about coping skills. And those coping skills include taking responsibility for your own actions. Engage in problem solving. It said you have to engage in problem solving. That's what we have to do. Responsible. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag keep on grinding. Let's not give up. Our journey is always before us. Because once one day is behind us, there's another day ahead of us. So God bless us to see another day. Let's take advantage of it. Hashtag communicate for understanding. If you want to receive the right support, be willing to listen. You'll be very successful. Then on top of that, it's a mindset. Set your mind on the right thing. Set your mind on being well-being healthy, and that's physical, mentally, emotional, spiritually, and financially. Set your mind on doing that. And last but not least, I tell you all the time, I love y'all. I can't do without you. So I truly love you. It comes from my heart, and I do appreciate each and every one of you all. See, God is good. He'll allow me to be on another journey. So God is good. And I'm going to say to my friend, Lisa, we truly, truly love you. And all of y'all, we love you. And it comes out. I love you. And ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night. And we'll see you on Thursday on the Love Cafe. We're going to say bye.